Good afternoon. Merry Christmas, probably. Amen. Thankful prayer for me last Sunday. I got the norovirus. It's not a flu, but I had a dinner week before Friday at Tokyo with my friends, and 3 out of 10 got same virus. Yeah. And last Sunday I could not preach even in Japanese service and English service. That was my very first time. I became pastor, being a pastor for 30 years. Last Sunday was the first time I could not preach on Sunday. Special day. I was in my bed right under this pulpit, and I just prayed, Lord. But thank you for prayer. No. That would be better. Yes. Thanks for attending Japanese service too, most of them. We had a so-called family Christmas in the morning. And we had Sunday school, Japanese congregation, deaf congregation, and you. And we had such a party, you know, praise party. So blessed and so you know, happy. Everybody got happy. And we just praise the Lord, and we Merry Christmas. This afternoon, I'd like to read Luke chapter 2, which is the Christmas scripture. It was on the bulletin, too. Let me read Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Amen. The title of this today's sermon is Our Lord Was Born. Our Lord Was Born. An angel appeared to the shepherd and said, "Today in the town of David, at the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Angel said, "A Savior has been born to you, and He is Christ the Lord." I can preach many kind of different sermon from this one sentence, but I like to point on the single word, Lord. Angel said the Lord was born. What the Lord means, what the Lord means to you, means to us. Lord is a master. Of course, Lord means king. Lord is Lord. Sometimes Lord is husband, sometimes wife in your family. But Lord, but the angel said, the Lord was born. The Lord was born. I think you have bosses, some boss in your company, in your house, or somewhere else. You know, you boss or lord, you serve. But we need Lord. We need somebody who in charge of you, and who shows the way to you. We need Lord. We can serve. We need Lord. We follow, and we need the Lord we love. The angel said, "The Lord was born." This is the Lord. There are many lords on earth, but this is the only Lord you serve. This is the Lord we serve. John 13, 12 to 14 said, "When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned his place. 'Do you understand what I have done for you?' he asked them. 'You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.'" You know this story, right? Jesus washed the disciples' feet right before he was nailed on the cross. He used the precious time. He used the time he can do what he could. But he used the time to wash the disciples' feet. And he showed that he is the Lord, but the Lord washed the feet and showed the example. And he taught that this to the disciples. "Yes, we are your Lord, but of course I am the Lord. But as a Lord, I washed your feet. You do what I did." Our Lord Jesus is the one who shows the sample. We just see what he did. We just learn what he did. We just learn what he teach. He's the perfect sample. There are many masters in this world, but there is no perfect sample. Some parts are good, but Jesus is 100% perfect sample, and he served us. And he said, "Why don't you go and do it as I did? Serve each other. Wash your feet, each other, one another's feet." When we serve the others, we serve Jesus. Not your neighbors. We serve Jesus. When you wash the feet is Jesus. If you do the gift to your friend, that is not your friend. That is Jesus. If you did something good to your friend, your neighbor, that is not your friend or not neighbor. That is Jesus. Whatever you do, whatever serve, you do serve, is served to your Lord. If you think that way, you can do anything, because Jesus did for you everything, right? He threw out his own life to us. So Lord, was born. The Lord we serve was born. And then the Lord we follow was born. Matthew 4:19, Jesus said, "Come, follow me." Jesus said, "I make you fishers of men." Matthew 9:9, and Jesus went on from there. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told me, and Matthew got up and followed him. Jesus, he's the Lord who call us and tell us, "Follow me." Follow me. What a strong word. Follow me. Can you tell your friend, "Follow me. I'll show you the direction." Yes, I can bring my friend into church. That's the correct way. But how about our lives? We cannot show the direction. Of course, we can show the direction according to the Bible. But Jesus is the only one who can say, "Follow me." If you follow me, you won't lose. You won't get lost. This is our Lord. All we have to see is the back, the behind of Jesus Christ, right? Because he's walking in front of you. "Follow me," Jesus said to you today, tomorrow. Just listen what he said. "Follow me." He did not say, "Think." He said, "Follow me." Strong word. "Follow me." We say what? Amen. Amen. Jesus, I just follow you. He went to, even to the way of Dolorosa, way of cross. He went up to the hill to be crucified. And he said, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." If you want to follow me, follow Jesus, you have to take your own cross. Because the one who's walking right in front of you carry his cross, right? When you see Jesus, he's with his own cross. How could we come with that nothing? Maybe potato chips? "Hey, Jesus, go ahead." And he got a big cross on his shoulder. We just come and put on a headphone and, you know, "Oh, Jesus, okay, I'll follow you." And Jesus got big cross and nailed, bleeding. If we follow him, we have to carry our own cross. Put your own cross. That is lighter, much, much lighter than Jesus' cross, right? Slide. He made the cross for me, for us. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Amen. The Lord we serve was born. The Lord we follow was born. And the Lord we love was born. John chapter 15, 12 to 15. "My commandment is this: love each other as I have loved you. Our Lord Jesus loved us first, loved us, was full, perfect love. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Then Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do what I command." Jesus said to us, "You are my friend. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know my master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." Jesus called us not servants, call us friends. The Son of God called us friends. We are the friends of God. Do you need other friends? I don't need any friends, because Jesus is my friend. I don't need any other friends if Jesus calls me friend. Because he's the master. He's the Lord. He loved me. He laid down his own life for me. The perfect and best friend. And he loved me. Then, that's why we love him. Right? That's why we love him. Because he loved us. He loved you first. Our Lord is not like the Lord. Okay, go ahead and you do your business. Make money for me. Work for me. Drive like slave. No. He's the Lord. He put his own life for us. And he called me, call us friend. And he called us, follow me. I'll show the way. Just follow me. If you follow me, you won't get lost. And he's the Lord. He served me. He served us. And he gave us the way to serve. He shows the perfect sample. That's why an angel said to the shepherd, "Tonight, the Lord was born." The Lord. We have this Lord. Although we cannot see his face, he cannot see his body, but we know. When we close our eyes, we can see our Lord is here. And we can serve him, we'll follow him, we'll love him. And this Lord will never betray you, never throw you out, never give you up. You'll never fired like your company. This Lord. Not just hire you, but love you, hold you in his own arm for everlasting. He said, "I will be with you. I'll be with you." Because he's called what? Emmanuel. Emmanuel. He comes on this earth to show God is with us. God is with you. He's your Lord. He's your Lord. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, this week, this month, next year, forever. Praise the Lord. We have this Lord. We have this Lord. That's why angel said,
do not be afraid. Because we have this Lord. Lord was born. Lord was not in heaven. Lord was born on this earth, right next to you. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. And thank you for this beautiful service. We can get together and praise your name. We sing Christmas carols and we pray. And also we learn from the scripture. Lord, thank you so much that our Lord was born. Our Lord was not far away. The Lord was born on the same ground we stand. Thank you, Lord. We have you. We can serve you. We can follow you. And we can love you, Lord. We'll never forsaken. We'll never be forsaken. We'll never be abandoned. Lord, thank you so much. We'll come. We follow you. Lord, we serve you. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Christmas. Thank you so much. Thank you for your grace, your blessing, and everything you gave to us, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.